WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is Brooklyn Weston coming at you live from Daily Stoic Power, where we're all about harnessing that inner strength to navigate life's beautiful chaos. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that can make or break your connections, communication skills. Ever felt like your words just weren't landing the way you hoped? You know that feeling when you're trying to express yourself, but it comes out all jumbled and confusing? Well, my friends, effective communication isn't some magical secret society. It's a toolkit anyone can master with a little practice and awareness. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to supercharge your communication game and build those rock-solid relationships you crave. First up, active listening is the foundation of it all. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about truly understanding the message behind them, the emotions, the needs, the unspoken stuff. Think of it like being a detective for emotions. Pay attention to body language, tone of voice, and those little micro-expressions. It's all a clue. When you demonstrate genuine interest and empathy, people feel heard and valued, which builds trust and connection faster than anything else. Next, let's talk about clear and concise expression. Nobody wants to decipher a cryptic message, right? Get to the point without beating around the bush. Use I statements to own your feelings and thoughts. I feel frustrated when, instead of, you always make me. This takes responsibility and ownership, making conversations more productive and less accusatory. Thirdly, embrace vulnerability. Sharing your authentic self, even the messy bits, can create powerful connections. It doesn't mean baring your soul every 5 seconds, but allowing yourself to be seen and understood on a deeper level builds intimacy and fosters trust. Remember, true strength comes from courage, not perfection. Fourth, nonverbal communication is everything. We're talking about eye contact, posture, gestures, all those silent cues that speak volumes. Make eye contact when someone's talking to show you're engaged. Lean in slightly to demonstrate interest. Use open and welcoming body language. It may seem small, but it sends a powerful message of respect and attentiveness. And finally, master the art of feedback. Both giving and receiving it with grace is crucial for growth and understanding. When giving feedback, focus on the behavior, not the person. I noticed you seemed distracted during the meeting, instead of, you're always so inattentive. And when receiving feedback, try to listen with an open mind, even if it's tough to hear. Remember, it's a gift that can help you grow and improve your relationships. Let me tell you a story about a time this all came together for me. I was working on a big project with my team, and there was a lot of tension in the air. We were all feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and communication had broken down. One day, I realized that we weren't really listening to each other, and our messages were getting lost in translation. So, I took a step back and tried something different. I started using I statements to express my feelings and needs. I made sure to actively listen to what others had to say, even if I didn't agree with them. And I gave constructive feedback instead of criticism. You know what happened? The atmosphere shifted instantly. We started to communicate more effectively, and the tension melted away. We were able to work together as a team again, and we finished the project stronger than ever. So there you have it. Those 5 key takeaways are your secret weapons for building meaningful connections. Remember, communication is a two-way street, so be present, be authentic, and always strive to understand where the other person is coming from. Now go out there and make some magic happen. Share this episode with your friends and family who need a little communication boost. Leave us a review and let us know what you think. And most importantly, keep those conversations flowing. We'll catch you next time on Daily Stoic Power, where we continue to unlock the power within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.